1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to KGNU. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Fun Drive, going from Friday, March 6th to Saturday, March 14th, is a magical time, full of great programming from your favorite programmers and prizes, lots of prizes. Who doesn't like prizes? If you don't like prizes, you're probably so much more highly evolved than the rest of us that you don't even listen to radio either. You probably just listen to whale sounds all day, and even then, only live, straight from the whale, bro. But for the rest of us, there's Fun Drive. Prizes, programming, pledge lines, call in, talk to a real live human being, or donate at luradio.ca as well. That's Fun Drive 2020, going from Friday, March 6th until Saturday, March 14th, CILU 102.7 FM Fun Drive 2020. Get your head out of the aquarium.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020. CILU 102.7 FM. Hi there, welcome. I hope you're having a great day. I know I am because I'm back here with all of you. This is CILU 102.7 FM. I am Gabby, and this hour we're listening to some great film music. And today specifically, we're going to focus on some overtures and preludes. So to start off the show, you just heard the overture and preludium from The Sound of Music, 1965 already. Wow, I can't believe it's that old. And that's composed by Richard Rodgers and Erwin Kostel. Now, if you're a fan of The Sound of Music, you're probably thinking to yourself, Rodgers and Kostel, what about Oscar Hammerstein? So in this case, Mr. Hammerstein is our lyricist, while Rodgers and Kostel are doing the music. If you're a fan, you'll probably recognize some of the pieces in that overture. We got, of course, the title soundtrack, The Sound of Music. We've got My Favorite Things and a little bit of Something Good. I hope you're as big a fan of movie music as I am and that you'll stay tuned in the next couple of weeks for more. For today's theme, we're looking at overtures and preludes. A little bit of music theory for you there. Traditionally, these overtures and preludes are kind of an intro to a musical work. They pretty much originated with operas and similar styles like that, and they've been around for hundreds of years. They're usually nice and dramatic, and they want to draw you in. The way I like to describe them is they're sort of a table of contents for the pieces you're about to hear in the musical work. Given that overtures have been connected with operas for hundreds of years, perhaps it's only fitting that we hear this one. This is the overture from The Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you.
CIOU 102.7 FM. You're listening to some film scores this hour. Specifically, we're looking at some overtures and preludes. We just heard from two of my favorites, the first being the overture from The Phantom of the Opera, and that's composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, both a film a couple times over, and a Broadway musical. I'm sure that you recognize the theme even if you haven't seen either of those. It's definitely setting the tone for a dark yet beautiful film. That arrangement played by the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by Keith Lockhart. From there, a piece from a movie with a character called Lockhart. Don't you love that segue? John Williams' piece from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, and considering it's from a book adaptation, quite aptly named Prologue. Our next piece is switching over more to the classical side. So we're looking at a classical overture written by Gioachino Rossini for an 1892 opera. Well, I'm guessing that most of you probably don't know much about this opera. I'm thinking that you might recognize the song from films such as Armageddon and A Clockwork Orange. Here is the William Tell Overture on CILU 102.7 FM. Did you recognize that one? You're listening to CIOU 102.7 FM, and right now we're looking at some of the best overtures and preludes in film scores. So the purpose of overtures and preludes is to kind of draw the audience in, get their attention, make them want to listen to more. And I hope that this show that we're focusing on will also encourage you to want to keep listening to CIOU Radio as well as this show in the future. Our next two pieces take place nearly 80 years apart, very different, two very different themes, but I hope that you will enjoy both of them. Stay tuned.
Thank you. CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
CILU 102.7 FM. Whether you're at work, studying, or just hanging around today, I hope you're enjoying our look at overtures and preludes from some of your favorite films. We just heard from the 2017 live-action version, the overture from Beauty and the Beast, and that's by Alan Menken. He also did the work for the earlier version, I believe in 1991, but don't quote me on that. If you're a Disney fan, you're probably very familiar with Alan Menken because he's done loads for Disney over the years. From that, we took a jump back nearly 80 years, and we heard the overture from Gone with the Wind by Max Steiner. Earlier in the show, we heard the William Tell Overture, which is a classical overture that was created for an opera in the 1800s, and that's been used in a number of films. So now I want to switch over to a classical prelude, which is also featured in several films. This one you'll probably recognize from films like The Pianist and more recently Florence Foster Jenkins. This is Chopin's Prelude, Opus 28, No. 4, and it's in E minor. CILU 102.7 FM. That was Chopin's Prelude in E minor, played by Eric Liu. Probably familiar with it from a number of movies and television. I think it's even in video games. It's quite well known. If you're a piano player, I'm sure that's probably a song that you've come across as well. Fun fact about that particular piece, Chopin actually requested that piece to be played at his own funeral, along with Mozart's Requiem. So he clearly liked it. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying our dive into film scores and overtures and preludes, and I hope you'll stay tuned in the coming weeks for more. Each week we're going to have a new theme, and we'll be listening to some of your favorite film scores and maybe some that you're not familiar with, but afterwards you'll really like. Next up, we're going to dive into a jazz-based overture from a composer called Justin Hurwitz, who's actually quite young, especially as composers go. You might be familiar with some of his work on the big film called La La Land. This piece comes from a film about an aspiring young drummer and kind of his overbearing instructor, which won a Best Sound Mixing Oscar in 2015. Here is the overture from Whiplash.
Thank you.
You're listening to CILU 102.7 FM. You just heard the overture from Whiplash. It's a 2014 movie. And after that, an overture from a very famous movie from 1962. Did you recognize it? That was the overture from Lawrence of Arabia by composer Maurice Jarre. And that particular version, if we want to call it, played by the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Hi, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You might recognize the work of James Horner for some pretty big movies over the past decades. You might recognize it from Braveheart, Avatar, Titanic. Personally, one of the first times I actually heard his work was in the 1993 Halloween classic Hocus Pocus, one of my favorites. And of course, there's tons of other films that he has done work on that are just great. Here's one that you might remember if you were around in the 90s or just like to listen to 90s music and 90s movies later in life. Here is the prologue to Jumanji. You're listening to CILU 102.7 FM. Did you feel the dramatic buildup in that one? Very exciting. That was the prologue from the 1995 film Jumanji, starring Robin Williams with music by James Horner. Sadly, neither of those talented artists are still with us, but as we can see, their work definitely continues to live on. I hope you're enjoying this hour of overtures and preludes in film here on LU Radio and streaming at luradio.ca. So just picture this for me. You're sitting in a theater in 1960, the curtain starts to rise, and this music starts, and it starts to swell. That is the whole origin and purpose of the overture and the prelude, really to draw their audience in. Unfortunately, since the 1970s, they've kind of started to die out with the introduction of streaming services and more people watching films probably in their bed than in a big fancy theater these days. It's not something that is as common as it used to be. One group, however, that kind of seems to be bringing it back is Disney, actually, and I hope this trend continues. So earlier in the show, we heard some from Alan Menken in Beauty and the Beast. Now we're going to hear from Mark Shaiman, and here's the overture for Mary Poppins Returns. You're listening to CILU 102.7 FM. That was the overture from Mary Poppins Returns, a fairly recent film with Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Maybe you've seen it. We're just about getting towards the end of our show here, and I hope you've enjoyed the kind of delve into overtures and preludes from film, and I hope that maybe it's encouraged you to go home today and watch one of your favorite movies and see what kind of overture they have in it. To wrap us up with one of our last songs, we're going to go all the way back to 1957 with some of my more favorite classical actors, if you want to call them, the legendary Audrey Hepburn and Fred Astaire. This piece, composed by George Gershwin, and this particular adaptation played by the Boston Pops Orchestra, this is the overture from Funny Face. Thank you. CILU 102.7 FM. That was the overture from Funny Face. If that's not a movie that you've seen so far, I highly recommend that you go out this weekend and watch it. Recommendation. My time is almost up with you this hour, but we have one more song that I'd like to play for you. So this particular song coming up last is not really defined as an overture or a prelude. I'm taking a little bit of music liberty with this one. It's a very popular ditty, if we want to call it, from a very popular set of movies. I'm sure you'll recognize it as soon as I play it. And while it's not defined as an overture, it definitely introduces each of these specific movies. So up last, but certainly not least, we have Alan Silvestri with the music from The Avengers. I hope you've enjoyed our hour here of overtures and preludes, and hope you tune in again. CILU 102.7 FM.
You are so tuned to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay for Thursday, February 27th. Foundry has jazzy Thursday nights. It's 19+, no cover, and it goes from 7 until 10. Branch 5 Legion, all-star karaoke. It's all ages, no cover, goes from 8 until 11. Whalen Bar and Grill, open jam Thursday nights, 19+, no cover. That starts at 8. The iTie has open mic and karaoke Thursdays. It's 19+, no cover. Sign-up starts at 8:30, show starts at 9. Karaoke to follow. And the Foundry has open stage with Craig Smith and Tina Flank. It's 19+, no cover. That begins at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Yes, mais oui, it is time for a Radio Hootenanny. Each week on the show, we do all Canadian. So it's a homegrown talent for 1 hour of power. here on this mighty fine station, so don't touch that dial. Radio Hootenanny is here for a while.